This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Health. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many people were faced with serious illness or a medical emergency that required vital decisions about their medical care. And sometimes, such as when a patient was on a ventilator, those decisions couldn't be made by the patient themselves. This has brought awareness for the need for making an advance directive. National Healthcare Decisions Day is an initiative held annually on April 16th that encourages people to make an advance directive discussing their wishes about future healthcare decisions with their loved ones and putting them in writing. This helps loved ones, providers, and facilities to be aware of and respect those wishes. People can specify which life-saving treatments they do or do not wish to have. Tax season is a great time to think about getting all your personal documents in order. Designating a trusted health agent who's aware of your wishes means you'll have an advocate who can speak on your behalf. Advance directives are important for anyone over 18, and even younger if they have a serious chronic condition. These are difficult but very important conversations to have. It's a good idea to update advance directives annually, or if one of the four D's occurs, such as diagnosis, when you receive a serious diagnosis, deterioration, if your health is declining, divorce or death of your designated healthcare agent. Keep all of your information up to date and check the legal requirements for paperwork in the state where you live. Advance directive forms can be completed online, on paper, at home, or in the doctor's office or hospital. When thinking about advance directive planning, it's always too early until it's too late. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Health on KSL News Radio.